Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. And this morning we're going to start the 22nd of those Cheshbonos. In other words, the Chovos HaLevavos begins today's section reminding us about how a person needs to think to himself, how does he or she interact with society as a whole? In other words, we have a responsibility to live together with other people, and in order to do so, we need to attach ourselves to them and function with them in peace and perfect harmony. That is to say, we have a responsibility to realize that that no man can live as an island, no individual can be a civilization unto himself or herself. And even if it were to be possible for all nine life functions for a human being to take place on his or her own, we'd never continue to survive if we did so on our own. Maybe this is why Rabbi Akiva felt that V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha zet klal gadol b'Torah. Everyone thinks about the mitzvah of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, says the Chovos HaLevavos. We see that a person cannot continue Yishuv HaOlam without other people. And so therefore, the trick to being able to interact with them is to do so through the process of V'ahavta. And by the way, by holding back that which other people will hate, because if that's the case, you're just creating distance. And this is one of the ideas that Hillel brings out in Masechta Shabbos. De'alecha sani lechavrcha lo savid. If that which you despise, don't do to your friend. That, he told the individual, is the entire Torah, which I can teach you standing on one foot. The rest is just explanation, go learn it. So let us consider to ourselves exactly how that works. You know, if you're sitting in a shirt right now, or a pair of pants, or a skirt right now, and you look at every stitch, and you look at the fact that the buttons had to be placed on, the different machines that will replace the different sweatshops that used to go ahead and prepare each aspect of the shirt, putting the sleeves onto the shirt, stitching them in the proper locations, the selection and creation of each button of the shirt, the sewing of the buttons of the shirts, the packing that went into making the shirts, the shipping that went in, and all the different individuals who were involved in the shipping industry that brought it over from wherever that shirt was created, the trucking industry that carried the shirts from the ships to the local stores, the people in the stores, and the people who work in construction building those stores, till finally the salespeople, until it finally got into your hands. And you look at the armies and armies of people who sit within that shirt, you realize how important society is as a whole. You ever look at the end of the movies? I mean, I know that when credits run, we don't really pay attention, but it usually takes a good minute to watch all those credits. If you slowed it down one day, just try this. Slow down the credits just to see who and what and how many people are involved in creating the credits that are necessary, right? It's important for a person to be able to function, but it's important for a person to understand where he or she is functioning. And in order to do so, we need to really give credit to the credit and the society where we are. In fact, one of the great challenges that we're going to learn in considering this, the 22nd of the Cheshbonos of the Chovos HaLevavos, is the fact that we don't do that. Instead, we walk into a supermarket or a clothing store and we look for the bargain. We don't think about the rest of the people. And so therefore, in the same way that Adam HaRishon had to work very hard, b'zeas apecha toch alechem, all the different steps that he had to take in order to be able to eat, says the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, where Adam had to plow, and he had to plant, and he had to harvest, and he had to reap, and he had to cut and thresh and winnow and separate and sort and grind and sift and knead the dough and bake the dough in order for him to be able to get to that slice of bread. We just take it for granted. And so therefore, although Adam HaRishon can appreciate Choresh Zoreh Kotzer Ma'amer Dash Zoreh Borer Tochein Markid Lush and Ofe or Bishel in regard to the Malachos of Shabbos, we don't really think about it. And so therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, it bothers us when we can't do it. It doesn't give us the chance to appreciate it when we can. Appreciating what people do for us, that's an important piece. Appreciating the intent where it brings us comfort within our society. That's an important issue, and it'll lead us to appreciating the people who interact with us within our lives at all different situations. Stop one day. Think about somebody you come across. It may be the person who's bagging your groceries, it may be the person directly in front, especially with all the automated ones. Stop. Wish a good day to the person who's overseeing. Thank them for what they do to make your life easier. It will make a difference in your appreciation of your shopping experience. Give it a try and have a great day.